Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this St. Paddy's Day, March 17th, 2025 edition. Tom Hansen, Kristen Marcus, Frank Kunze, all on the show these past three Mondays. Well, next Monday from 11:30, Brig Hart is going to be on the show. He is the man behind the scenes that has put all this together. And has, if you Google search or research him at all, Brig Hart, you'll find out that he has created more millionaires than anybody else in the United States. In previous businesses that he's done, he's been very successful in setting up these businesses and getting people to understand how it is that they can make money, create time, and basically profit by improving the lives of other people. So he'll be on with us next Monday from 11:30. Again, if you'd like the information, just text me video and I'll send you the link along with Frank's phone number. After you watch the video, you have any questions, you give Frank a call. He'll be glad to answer questions for you, show you what the next steps are, and we can hopefully make your life better while you're having fun, helping others, creating more time and money. So it's just a business concept that we wanted to share with you guys, and we're looking forward to Brig Hart being on the show next Monday from 11 to 11:30. Want to wrap up this last half hour with you today on a couple of news items coming from Lansing as we try to focus on Michigan news, Michigan politics. It's kind of interesting how things are shaping up with the governor's race. Again, we talked about it. Anthony Hudson was on with Steve Gruber this morning. We've also been reached out to, contacted by the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt's office. But one of the things that I think that's very interesting is on the Democrat side. And I want to talk about that. Because, as you know, the first one to announce, of course, was Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State. She came out and made her notice, her announcement that she was running for governor, followed by Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. A lot of people don't know who he is, don't know anything about him, but he also announced publicly that he's filed to run for governor. And then, of course, last week, we had Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Well, you have to understand is that he is technically an elected official as lieutenant governor for the state of Michigan, even though the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, while in Michigan, is the one who's the face of the governor's office. She's the one that signs bills. She's the one that's here. She has the ability to call up our, basically, the National Guard for the state of Michigan. She has the ability to deal with the Michigan State Troopers, work with the county sheriffs, work with local municipalities, but also we have a lieutenant governor. Well, Friday's appearance during the work week in Flint for a groundbreaking bilingual early education center was attended by Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Well, he's been involved in 58 public announced appearances in his official capacity as lieutenant governor in the last year, 365 days. So basically averaging a little short of one public appearance a week. But in going through a review of 12 months of media advisory sent out by the governor's office, reveals that Garland Gilchrist has been in Detroit out of these 58 public appearances, he's been in Detroit 24 times. He's been in Flint 4 times. He's been in Grand Rapids 4 times. And the rest of the time, of course, he crisscrosses the entire state of Michigan. He's even been in the Upper Peninsula a few times doing ribbon-cutting ceremonies, conferences, and various other ceremonies. He's been to Matawan. He's been to Westland. He's been to Grosse Pointe Woods. He's been to Traverse City. He's been to Benton Harbor, among many other locations as our lieutenant governor. Well, MERS News Service counted up all of the advisories and press releases and public activities to gauge the level of Garland Gilchrist's official capacity in the months just prior to his announcement running for governor. His appearances are mostly ceremonial in function to design a highlight of a piece of public policy that's being pursued by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer's administration. Well, with Friday's event, after his announcement, he's already done 17 public appearances. Folks, he just announced last week. So if you look at him as lieutenant governor for the last year, he's made 58. Since he announced for governor, he's made 17. Again, just a week or so ago. Well, the main reason that he feels that he has to get out there now is because Governor Gretchen Whitmer, of course, is busy dealing with President Trump based on her face-to-face meeting with him last week. The other thing that he wanted to do was make sure that he highlighted this new bilingual early education facility that was in fact partially built with a $2.6 million state grant. Of course, there was other elected officials there as well. State Representative Cynthia Neely, Democrat from Flint. Their state senator, John Cherry, Democrat from Flint. As well as the recently newly elected Kristen McDonnell Rivett. She's from Bay City area. As well as the Flint mayor, Sheldon Neely. Now, one thing's interesting about the congresswoman being there is because she's considering a run for U.S. Senate. Very, very interesting because this is an open seat. With Gary Peters announcing that he's not running for re-election, also making history in the state of Michigan because we have not had in this state an election like we're going to have in 2026, dating all the way back to 1880s. What am I talking about? We have never had an open governor seat as well as an open U.S. Senate seat on the same election. The same election. Very, very, very interesting. Additionally, one of the things that you have to understand is the fact that this is part of his campaign for governor. While at the same time, being paid to be our lieutenant governor. So was this a campaign event for his governor's race? Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, Trucker. That's not what this was. This was an event to showcase the state's investment in a new bilingual early education facility in a huge Democrat community. You don't see Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson out there attending these type of events. You don't even see the sheriff in his own county of Genesee County where this took place in Flint, Sheriff Chris Swanson. Was he not invited to attend the event? Who knows? I'm just connecting the dots and just saying it appeared to me that this was a campaign event. Especially now all of a sudden we're seeing Lieutenant Garland Gilchrist, Lieutenant Governor, I should say, at all these public events crisscrossing the state of Michigan. Pretty interesting. Is it technically a campaign finance violation? They would argue no, because he was doing the business of the governor's office in his capacity as lieutenant governor, not candidate for governor. Right. Okay, I got it. But it was kind of interesting how many public appearances he's made over the entire last year versus how many he's made just since he's announced his run for governor. So, kind of an interesting story. I appreciate MERS bringing that to our attention and me being able to share it with you guys. One other thing I want to mention real quick. State aborted canvassers. Petitions to recall Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson were submitted to the Michigan State Board of Canvassers by Kalamazoo County Republican Paul Faust. He filed two petitions to recall the Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. One was for taking too long to investigate complaints made under the Michigan Campaign Finance Act. And the second one for allegedly using government-owned resources to announce her gubernatorial campaign. Goodman Acker attorney Rowan Conbier argued that the petitions against Benson were defective because in both cases they did not clearly state the facts for the recall and didn't have a disclaimer as to who paid for the petition. Pretty interesting how they ruled on that. Final segment of today's show. Short break, word from responses. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Real short story on a package of bills that didn't get across the finish line last legislative term had been reintroduced by Republican State Representative Mike Harris of Clarkston. School safety package has been reintroduced with bills that will dedicate school staff to be able to perform safety and mental health services while also providing mental health training for school professionals. The bills also require schools to update their safety plans every 3 years. Package of bills also expands the OK to Say program, which allows students to confidentially report unsafe or illegal activity they witness while at school. The bills came to be after the 2021, man, I can't believe it's been 4 years, since the Oxford High School shooting, which led to the creation of a bipartisan task force created to recommend changes the state can make to improve school safety. Parts of the package were signed into law last term that were introduced in 2023. But the contents of these seven bills, House Bill 4222, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, and 29, did not make it across the finish line. This term, they've been referred to the House Committee on Education and Workforce. Legislation that was passed from the package establishes a school safety and mental health commission. Also, it clarifies standard terminology to be used in emergency situations between school officials and first responders to avoid any possible confusions. They want specific words to be used whenever there's a situation that develops at a school. So part of these package of bills will basically eliminate that confusion and give clarity as to what language they need to specifically use. In closing, State Representative Mike Harris said, Michigan students deserve safe classrooms where they can learn confidently and without fear. So he has reintroduced these as a Republican majority. Of course, passage in the House will be probably a foregone conclusion, or he would never have sponsored the bills. That's number one. Number two, Democrats would have to vote for this, making it bipartisan, or they would basically be seen as not wanting to provide safe places for our children to be educated. And of course, Governor Gretchen Whitmer will sign it into law. So kind of interesting that they didn't get it taken care of last legislative term. Perhaps don't know for what reason. But it is interesting that they now are reintroducing it. One thing that I've not been able to figure out is these nine bills that Speaker Matt Hall refuses to send to the governor's office. Was this perhaps the package of bills or part of the nine? I'm not sure. And I misspoke. I said seven. There were actually eight when you count them out from 4222 through 4229. I subtracted the number, and that's not accurate. There's eight bills total. Is this part of that nine-bill package that did not get forwarded to the governor? Not sure. So that's basically all the news stories I have. I want to remind you that if you'd like the video that Tom Hansen was referring to, Christian Marcus started us off a couple of Mondays ago, Frank Kunze, and then Tom Hansen today, being followed by Brig Hart next Monday, just text me video and I'll send you the information. Also, we're going to be out collecting signatures again this Saturday to stop the bond. The three out of five county commissioners in Antrim went around the will of the people. We defeated the ballot initiative on our ballot to build a $33.5 million jail in Bel Air, Antrim County. Well, on February 6th, at the second meeting of the Board of Commissioners, they chose to go ahead and do a bond, borrow $25 million with interest, $17.5 million in interest, along with $8.5 million cash on hand to build this monstrosity of a new jail in little tiny Bel Air, Michigan. We're going to be collecting signatures. We will be meeting on Saturday morning, 10 o'clock at the McDonald's on 131. If you guys would like to come and help us, we'd greatly appreciate the help as we get ready to submit those signatures, turn them in to put it on the ballot for an August election. If you'd like any information on that, text me stop the bond or jail. Just text me jail. Let's do jail. That'll be simpler. Do jail, and I'll send you the flyer with the address and the time we're meeting. So that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Drink a lot of green beer tonight, people. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau intern.